a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and leading us in our prayer today is Don Block, from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. And our pages leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance are Jessica Dury from Bristol and Nicole Mesner from Belle Fouche.
Let us bow our heads. Gracious Lord, we come before you today asking for your blessings upon the work of this body. Not only the work that we do as we're assembled and gathered here right now, but all of the work that we do as this body in the separate committees and the different functions that we have. And we give you thanks for these people that are dedicated to doing this work and pray for your wisdom and your guidance. Amen.
Amen.
Secretary, will call the roll.
Senators Adelstein, Bagalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Furtz, Frisley, Garnels, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnson, Kraus, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Northrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Chuckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 10th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to your Senate, and especially your state capitol. We'd like to not only welcome you to see democracy and your liberty in action, but also recognize some special guests up here. First of all, on behalf of Senator Hansen, but a number of us, and me especially, a dear friend who's volunteering his time, like doctors do every day, to take care of us, an esteemed member of the medical profession from Miller, South Dakota, Dr. Steve Schrader. Thank you, doctor. On behalf of Senator Putnam, we'd like to recognize and welcome the Armor Trip Delmont Senior Government Class. There's over 27 students. Congratulations. And we want to especially thank the teachers, Mr. Holderby, and Ms. Chahoy, and their chaperone, Kobe Rabenberg, right? Where are you? From Armor Trip in Delmont. Are you here? Stand up and be recognized. Good job. Thank you. I'd like to emphasize with your educators and your chaperone, it is a big deal to come here, but thank you for taking your time to see civics and liberty in action. Any other personal privileges? Yes, we've got one there. I've got your other note here.
Okay. Mr. President, personal privilege?
Granted, Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's an honor for me to have somebody who is a former member of the other body, and so for some of us, our former body, where we were a member not too long ago. But Dave Gleason from Sisseton is here, 8 years in the State House of Representatives. Dave.
Representative, welcome. Good to see you. And we'd like to welcome the South Dakota Credit Union, their volunteers and professionals representing over 450,000 credit union members and 50 credit unions on behalf of Senator Frerichs. Where are you? Would you raise your hands, please? Congratulations. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tonight. Does everyone hear Senator Tiedemann from the group? Okay, thank you. I got a thumbs up, which must mean this is a great group, right? Thank you. On behalf of Senator Tiedemann, we have the South Dakota Agriculture and Rural Leadership as a statewide nonprofit organization. They've been in existence since 1999. and they focus on developing and identifying leaders for South Dakota's agricultural industry and rural communities. 150 members have graduated over the past 10 years. We personally know a tremendous number of individuals in public service, but over 33 members are here in this class today. And past alumni include the esteemed representatives Tom Bruner, Kim Vanneman, and Susan Wismer, as well as our new Agricultural Secretary, Walt Bones. Please stand. Congratulations on your attendance and involvement in this course. It's quite a commitment, and we're proud of you. More importantly, thank you for your service. Any other personal privileges? Senator Olson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. I'd like to take just a moment to put a longstanding rumor to rest. There's a rumor that's went around South Dakota and maybe even other states that I've spent quite a little bit of time in a bar. It's true. But for the most part, it was cleaning the toilets and mopping the floors and taking out the mats or pouring beers when I got old enough. And actually, Mr. President, it was in my dad's bar right and my other two uncles' bars. My dad, Jerome Olson's here today. My uncle, Dennis Erickson, and my other uncle, Steve Erickson, all proud bar owners and hardworking men in South Dakota. Please welcome them.
Congratulations. Welcome. That's great. As we know, that's how the United States Speaker of the House learned hard work and dedication and freedom. So congratulations. Welcome. Any other personal privileges? Reports of standing committees, Madam Secretary.
Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 61 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 66 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bills 62 and 73, which were amended, and recommend said bills do pass as amended. Todd Schleckway, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Transportation respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bills 18 and 19 and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Mike Valley, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports has had under consideration the nomination of Donine Hollingsworth as Secretary of the Department of Health and recommends confirmation of said appointment. Jean M. Hunhoff, Chair.
Consideration. I'm sorry. You have messages, please.
Okay. Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1018, 1019, 1024, 1038, 1041, 1042, and 1043, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith HCR 1002, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate concurrent resolution number one, a concurrent resolution honoring pregnancy care centers. Senator Krause moves that SCR 1, as found on page 192 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Krause.
Thank you, Mr. President. SCR 1 is a resolution to honor pregnancy care centers. There are over 2,500 of these centers across the nation, and with at least three in South Dakota. I volunteered at one of these centers for about 10 years, and I know of the many hours that almost all volunteer staff provides, giving free pregnancy tests, peer counseling, 24-hour telephone hotlines, childbirth and parenting classes, and referral to community health care and support services. I would urge the body to support this effort to honor their efforts. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Krause's motion that SCR 1 be adopted. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
No.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead? Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Hunstead? Senator Hunstead? Hunstead. Mr. President, we have 33 ayes, one nay, one excused.
The Senator Krause motion that SCR 1 be adopted, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and SCR 1 is adopted.
HCR 1001. A concurrent resolution honoring the historical, political, cultural, social, and economic relationships among Canada, the United States, and the state of South Dakota, and recognizing January 24, 2011 as Canada Day at the Capitol. Senator Lederman moves that the Senate do concur in HCR 1001, as found on page 125 of the House Journal.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. President. HCR 1001 honors our historical, political, cultural, social, and economic relationships among Canada, the United States, and the state of South Dakota, and recognizes January 24th as Canada Day at the Capitol. Canada and the United States share a rich and vibrant history of democratic governments, North American borders, military and security partnerships and alliances, significant cultural, academic, and tourism ties, and deeply integrated and empowered trade and financial relationships. Canada is the United States' largest trading partner, with $392 billion worth of goods traded between our two nations in 2009 alone. More than 8 million United States jobs are supported by that trade. Canada is also the leading trade partner for the state of South Dakota, with a combined $687 million worth of goods traded with our nation's northern neighbor in 2009 and nearly 24,600 jobs here in South Dakota supported by that trade. There's also a combined 158,000 tourist visits between the two and $58 million spent between those visits. With all this in mind, the legislature would like to acknowledge the long and rich history of friendship and trade between the state of South Dakota and the nation of Canada. With that said, I urge your support for HCR 1001 to proclaim the 24th day of January, 2011, Canada Day at the state Capital in South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Lederman. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Lederman's motion that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1001. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bagalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnels? Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
The Lederman motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1001, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and HCR 1001 is concurred in.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, a concurrent resolution urging the United States Congress to appropriate $35 million in fiscal year 2012 for the Lewis and Clark Regional Water System.
President waives a referral to committee and places SCR 2 on the calendar for tomorrow, Thursday, January 27th, the 12th legislative day.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1002, a concurrent resolution to declare February 6, 2011, as Ronald Reagan Day in South Dakota.
President waives the referral to committee and places HCR 1002 on tomorrow's calendar, Thursday, January 27th, the 12th legislative day. Thank you. Consideration reports of committee.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 44, as found on page 190 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is adopted. Consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Melody Schopp of Perkins County, Meadow, South Dakota, as Interim Secretary of the Department of Education.
Comments on the advice and consent of Interim Secretary Schopp. Thank you. Senator Garnas, tricked me.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, on behalf of myself and the Senate Education Committee, we are proud to say that we did advise and consent to the position of Interim Secretary of Education for Dr. Melody Schopp. Real quickly, she is without a doubt an outstanding candidate for this. Her background, growing up in the teaching profession, teaching, being in the Department of Education here in Pierre, she was instrumental in terms of the technology that was strung out throughout South Dakota in the late 90s, early 2000s. Under Governor Janklow, she had the opportunity to lead that charge. Vast experience. But I think most importantly, when we look at positions that we put people in and have an opportunity to do that, we look at leadership. And she is a great team player and a great team leader. She has great commitment, dedication, and a vision for South Dakota. With that being said, I hope we can advise and consent for her. Thank you,
Mr. Thank President. You, Senator. Further remarks? Good afternoon,
Mr.
Senator
President.
Bradford.
Before I expound on my good friendship with Melody Schopp, I got to tell everybody what my fortune cookie said. It said,
we've been wondering.
This fortune cookie said it could be a good legislative day, could be turned ugly when you're acknowledged to speak. So so I'm going to be very careful, but I can't expound enough about Melody Schopp. In the time I've been here, in five terms, I've had a special connection because education is probably the most foremost of my life, my children, my grandchildren. My mother expounded on that to me and the importance of who's directing the education for South Dakota. It's so important to me also for my Native American people. You can't realize, you know, as Red Cloud said, education is the answer. And the answer is that Melody Schopp has always been highly diligent in seeing that every single child gets a good education, has that opportunity. And I think that is so good that she now is in that position where she will be directing the education for all of us as children. I think that we can all be very, very proud that she's going to be doing that job. I thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Melody Schopp pursuant to the messages found on page 138 of the Senate Journal? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will please call the roll.
Senator Alstein?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Excuse me, Bogalka?
Aye.
Right. Thank you. Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Furix?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Kraus?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
Thank you. The question being the Senate advising consent to the appointment of Melody Schaap, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the appointment is confirmed. Thank you, Kate. Do we have many? Are we going to divide them or just...
I'm just...
Okay. First reading of Senate bills, please.
Senate Bill 144, an act to establish dates to begin absentee voting for primary and general elections. Senate Bill 145, an act to revise the provisions concerning the types of taxes that the state may enter into compacts with Indian tribes. Senate Bill 146, an act to require certain notice requirements for retailers that do not have nexus in South Dakota, which are selling tangible personal property, services, or products transferred electronically for use in South Dakota. Senate Bill 147, an act to expand the application of nexus for the purposes of collecting sales and use taxes owed to the state. Senate Bill 149, an act to establish policies for youth athletics with concussions resulting from participation in youth athletic activities. And Senate Bill 148, an act to increase the authorized number of non-resident waterfowl hunting licenses and to revise certain provisions regarding the number of allowable non-resident hunting days.
For all of you who are here today, and especially our students from government class, what just transpired is, under our law and the Constitution, you have to read publicly the title so that everybody knows the title of the bill. And obviously our Constitution was put into effect when we didn't have computers, so they would read that out so people could keep track of it. And then me, as the presiding officer, will assign, by virtue of what the President pro tem did, what committee this bill will go so that you can follow it. Now we have it on computers and we post it on paper, but our Constitution says that, and so we comply. Senate Bill 148 is assigned to Agriculture and Natural Resources, 149, Health and Human Services, State Affairs, 144, and Taxation, 145, 146, and 147. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 124, an act to revise certain provisions regarding vacancies on the Board of Trustees of the South Dakota Retirement System. House Bill 1018, an act to provide for a partial early final discharge from parole. House Bill 1019, an act to include employees responsible for persons on supervised release or probation and members of the Board of Pardons and Paroles in protections afforded law enforcement and judicial officers. House Bill 1038, an act to revise certain provisions concerning certain fees for the electronic transmission of court records. House Bill 1041, an act to revise the statutory duties of the presiding judge of each judicial circuit. House Bill 1042, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the assignment of a judgment. And House Bill 1043, an act to clarify the jurisdictional amount in a small claims court proceeding.
Thank you. The President announces that House Bills 1018, 1019, 1038, 1041, 1042, and 1043 have been assigned to Judiciary, and 1024 to Retirement Laws. Second reading of Senate Bills.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 33 be deferred to Monday, January 20. The 13th legislative day.
Is there a second? All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the early parts of the legislative session. We have one bill then that's on our second reading debate calendar, and that's this bill that's being called up now, Senate Bill 57.
Senate Bill 57, an act to revise the investment fee rate for certain employers.
Thank you. Senate Bill 57, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Maher.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the body. Senate Bill 57 is an act to revise the requirements of the unemployment insurance. We're simply taking the unemployment insurance from 55% down to 53% for those with a reserve ratio of less than 1%. When you look at this legislation, you can see over the years we've been dropping this rate at about 2% every year. And in 2010, this ends. And so last year when we did a rewrite of the unemployment insurance, we left this section of law alone. And so this year we're bringing it through to update it to, once again, provide some tax relief to our Main Street employers. This tax savings to our employers will be about $200,000 for this year of 2011. With all the doom and gloom that we seem to breathe in and hear every day with tax cuts here and tax cuts there and cutting fund spending here and cutting, we can go back home and say, hey, look, Main Street, we gave you a $200,000 tax savings across the state this year. Base wages also have been increasing, so therefore we can also justify decreasing our investment rate to 53% too. And with that, Mr. President, I also believe there is a friendly amendment out there.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment at the desk.
It's marked 57 Foxtrot Alpha, is that correct?
Yes.
Has it been distributed?
Yes.
Do you move it at this time?
I would.
Is there a second?
Okay.
Comments on that motion to amend, and I'll grant you the latitude to speak to the bill too, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Well, Senate, the amendment 57FA is a simple amendment. It simply adds the emergency clause to this bill. If you read the way the bill read the bill as written, it's got a date, implementation date of January 1st of 2011, and as you know, we're past that date. It is not too late to implement this, and retroactively, those notices for those employers for the new rates don't go, they go into effect January 1, but they're not notified yet until the middle of March. And so we can get this enacted and get this to the employers effective this year with this particular amendment. And with that, I'll stand by for questions. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the Peters motion to amend 57 Foxtrot Alpha. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Peters motion to amend. All those in favor of the motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. 57 is so amended. Further remarks on Senate Bill 57 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 57. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. This will require a two-thirds majority vote due to that amendment for the emergency clause. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Alstein. Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Ferrix?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard? Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
Thank you. Senate Bill 57, as amended, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Senator Peters, you move the amendment 57, Foxtrot Tango Alpha at this time. All those in, is there a second? I'm sorry. All those in favor of that title amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Title is so amended. Thank you very much. Announcements. Announcements. Wednesday afternoon announcements. Senator Rampelberg.
I'd like to announce appropriations meeting tomorrow morning at 8 for the Senate Appropriations Committee and at 10 for the Joint Committee.
Thank you. Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Judiciary tomorrow morning, 7:45.
Thank you. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce and Energy, 10 o'clock, room 423 tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Senator Garnas.
Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Senate Education.
Very dramatic. You had us all just... We weren't really sure what was happening at 8 a.m., but now we are. Any other announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Ag tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. We're going to talk about some coyotes.
Excellent. Go Yotes. Oh, not those kind. Oh, okay. Different kind. Further announcements. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Republicans will caucus tomorrow at 1 o'clock, room 423. Leadership meeting immediately following session today in the President Pro Tem's office, and I didn't know if you happen to notice, Mr. President, but those of us on the floor know that if your cell phone goes off,
heard it.
You know, it's donuts.
Terrible.
And I'm not saying that was my uncle's cell phone. I'm not saying it wasn't. And but I do know that it's unlikely that he'll be back tomorrow to bring us donuts. However, if you're so inclined to go to the licensed beverage dealers tonight at 6 o'clock at the American for their hog roast, you might lean on him for a free beer.
We love you like an uncle. Any further announcements? Hearing no further announcements, Madam Secretary.
Senator Hansen moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. And thank you for visiting your capital, ladies and gentlemen.